Welcome to Homecoming. Thank you for coming. Welcome to the 70 people who are here remote joining us right now. It's so good to see all these faces under this tent.
So Homecoming is really about connection. In the day-to-day, the technology organization is distributed with people working in Connecticut, at our main campus, with people working across the country and even around the world. But Homecoming is really about bringing that group together and capturing the magic that comes from getting aligned, gaining perspective about what's going on around you, and really building on the foundation of meaningful relationships.
While we're pretty enabled to work remotely through technology solutions, we can be pretty efficient and productive, the actual connection of spending time in one place with one another, it makes people work with each other for the ensuing year better because you've built that connection. And then it reminds people that they are working for something greater. It's not just I have a technology role, I live in Washington State, that's what I do. It's I'm doing this at Bridgewater. The technology I'm building is enabling our client service professionals to go on the road and help educate some of the most informed pools of capital in the world. And they're getting that connection because they're coming here and they're seeing our client advisors talk to them. They're seeing our investors talk to them. So actually the cross-disciplinary nature of Homecoming, I think, is one of the important pieces of it. You bring people together who might be operating in a little bit of a silo. And when they come to Homecoming, they get the opportunity to sit in a room with an investor who's working on understanding how economies in China work. Or maybe they get to hear a tech talk from somebody who's building the technology that interfaces between Bridgewater systems and the counterparties that we trade with. And they go home and they think, my world's a little bit bigger. The problems I'm working on could connect laterally, and maybe I can just do my job a little bit better, or maybe I can raise my hand and say, I actually think I could have more impact and have more fun and be more fulfilled doing something in one of those other silos. And that can and does happen out of a week like Homecoming.
So this year, Technology and Security Weeks happened at the same time, which was great because we both share a huge responsibility to protect and secure the work we do here. And so what that allowed was for the technology organization and the security department to have more opportunities for that elbow-to-elbow collaboration during the week, and also to do some cross-education about topics that are important for both of us to share knowledge.
Security Week and Homecoming is really special for me. I manage a team of largely remote people. Having a couple of times a year where I can bring the whole group together and we can actually spend time together is awesome. And the fact that that coincides with our closest partners in tech and we can also spend time with them is just makes it even better.
So whether it's remote or it's on site during one of the security weeks, the fact that security and technology really do work hand in glove and work together on all major initiatives at the company cannot be undersold. The obvious synergy is there in making sure the collaboration is effective.
Over the years that we've tried to do with the security department in operating closely together is the one, making decisions that are the best from a security perspective and the best from a productivity perspective at the same time. As we're building and engineering those things, the security architects are embedded in my team sprints, the retros, the conversations, they know exactly what we're working on. And so it, one, educates the engineers on what the attack paths potentially are, and two, I think it educates the security professionals on what user challenges and demands that we're facing, and that's kind of how it works at Bridgewater as opposed to some other companies.
We do our best actually to plug into tech as opposed to the other way around. I have like a really strong belief that we need to meet technology where they are as opposed to technology trying to meet security where we want them to be. The goal is to be as frictionless as possible.
I think one of the differentiating aspects of the most successful people on our team is really an ability to go across the aisle, if you will, to put yourself in the end user's shoes and deeply understand what their problems are, what their goals are, what generates value for them. So when you are working in our research department, your customers are the chief investment officers. The ability of our differentiating technologists to really put themselves in somebody else's shoes who's already operating at an elite global level and make that person be able to operate in their plane, think about problems that are relevant to them versus require them to think about technology. I think that's one of the differentiating opportunities that technologists really have to succeed here.
We have got to move at the speed of markets because that's the speed of our business. And so we have to be constantly understanding what our business stakeholders, what our CIOs, what our research associates, what our investment engineers need from their technology to accomplish their business goals. We also have to be five steps in front of it because if markets move, we have to move with it. And so we have to continue to innovate and continue to accelerate the speed of our development, the speed of our understanding, consistent with the speed of the business.